what's your overall impression of the new hitters?
Well, they're all in one-year contracts. They're not big investments here. We're talking about Raul Ibanez, Jason Bay, Mike Morse, and Kendrys Morales. These are all veteran hitters designed to take the pressure off the younger guys. And I understand that. And I think the range of these guys' ability to help the team is kind of fixed. The three big investments I'm most concerned about are three of the young veterans, catcher Jesus Montero, first baseman Justin Smoke, and second baseman Dustin Ackley.
So what's your concern?
Well, they put a lot of treasure in these guys. Ackley was a very high first-round draft choice. Smoke was the major acquisition in the Cliff Lee trade in 2010. And Jesus Montero came from the Yankees as this much-regarded hitting prospect in exchange for Michael Pineda. And so that's a lot of value they've tied up in these guys, and they didn't do so well last year. Ackley's problem was, I think, a bone spur in his ankle that he had removed in the offseason. He had a hard time shifting his weight in the batter's box. He had the worst year statistically of his life, and it wasn't like he got dumb in the batter's box. Something was wrong physically with him, and there is a lot of hope among the Mariners that that was the problem. Justin Smoke is a little more complicated because he had a very disappointing season until September when he caught fire after the pressure was off and everybody was watching the Seahawks. And over the offseason, he admitted that he was approaching his at-bats without a plan.
Huh.
And that's really kind of surprising, but he wasn't focusing on the scouting report of the opposing pitcher and wasn't going up to the plate with an idea of what kind of pitches he could hit when in the count, with the game situation being what it was.
Well, from the perspective of a fan, that's a little maddening to hear because, A, it's half his job to be prepared, and it's also the job of the hitting coach to make sure he's prepared. And didn't they let go the hitting coach in the offseason?
Chris Chambliss, yes. Anytime a team fails for any great degree, they fire the hitting coach. It's sort of a ritual thing. But nevertheless, he slipped through the cracks. So let's see what happens if he goes up here with a plan. It is very important because Eric Wedge has already committed to Justin Smoke this spring as his starting first baseman. Then the third person in the mystery watch is Jesus Montero. Surprisingly enough, he came in to camp overweight and out of shape, and he got scolded by Eric Wedge for that. And it was unusual because he spent this offseason, at least to hear him tell it, learning how to run. And if you ever watched him go hard from home plate to first base or maybe try to leg out a double, there's a reason he was nicknamed El Galapago. So
he runs kind of straight up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, straight up and very stiff. Somebody else described his running style as like a guy who's wearing a suit of armor and not wanting to make noise. So
he's working on that.
Yeah, so apparently he's going to be a little more agile out there running, but he came in out of shape. And apparently they're going to go with him 120 games, probably as a starting catcher, some DH. And that's a big commitment because he wasn't that great a defensive catcher, and everyone knew that, and he hasn't gotten a lot better. Again, he's only 23. So overall, it's the three young guys who need to prove themselves and not the four new guys who've come here just as a patch.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.